السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers and elders and my young friends, last week we started discussing a very important topic and a very important discussion about the importance of protecting one's gaze. And today I think we'll just continue with that discussion, because last week I couldn't actually complete it or give it its due right. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from each and every single one of us is this quality which is known as taqwa. And taqwa is the ability to stay away from the things which will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry with us and will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upset with us. This is taqwa. Now, wherever a person is going to fall into a situation in which Allah Ta'ala's anger will be drawn, Allah Ta'ala's azab will be drawn, Allah Ta'ala's displeasure will be drawn, a person puts the brakes on and a person stops. This is known as taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants each and every single one of us to become from the muttaqeen. And Jannah, which Allah Ta'ala has created, beautiful Jannah, with the gardens and the four rivers, rivers of wine and honey and milk, and all of these different blessings, the beautiful castles and gardens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised it, U'iddat lil muttaqeen. This has been prepared for the muttaqeen, the people who have taqwa. And the qualities of the muttaqeen are many. Who is a person who is a muttaqi, someone who has taqwa? The qualities are many. Allah ta'ala lists them in the Quran, in many different places. These are the muttaqeen. These are the qualities that they have. And one of their qualities is that they do not look at the things which Allah Ta'ala has made haram for them to look at. And this is very important. And now, mashallah, it's a very hot day today, and it's been a very hot week, and probably over the next week it's going to be very hot. So everyone will have to leave their homes for one reason or the other. You will have to go shopping, you will have to go to work, you will have to go to do something or the other outside. And when we go outside, many people will be dressed in a certain way, in which if a person looks at that, they will feel this is something that this is haram, and they will feel their shahawat, their desires being elevated. And this is haram. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created two essential desires inside of the human being. The first is the desire to eat food, hunger. You know, we crave food. And the secondly is the desire, especially when a person becomes of age and reaches the age of puberty and goes beyond that, the desire to be with, the desire to get married and to be with a partner. Now, these are two desires Allah Ta'ala has created inside of the human being. And every single human being has them. No one can say, I don't get hungry. No one can say, I never have the need or the urge for this. Allah has created inside of everyone. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that أسون يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. Oh youth, whoever has the ability to get married should get married. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرَجِ. By getting married, your eyes will be protected and your private parts will be protected. And then, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ. A person who does not have the ability to get married, then this person should start fasting. And by fasting, not everybody can fast intensively. It means you should refrain from overeating. Don't eat too much. Because by eating too much, your other desire increases as well. The desire to be with a partner, the desire to get married, and the desires which are there when a person gets married. We don't need to spell these desires out because we have youngsters which are present. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions a very interesting point. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not need to give us these shahwat in this dunya. Allah ta'ala did not need to give us this. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, a great scholar of the past. He has one chapter in his famous book, Ihya Ulumuddin. In that chapter he mentions, why did Allah ta'ala give us this shahwat in this dunya? A lot of people, especially those who are trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many times they wish, I wish I didn't have this shahwat. This desire keeps putting me into sin. This desire many times makes me do things which later on I regret so much and I feel so guilty about. Imam Ghazali mentions two reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this desire in the first place. And both of them are from the hikmah and the wisdom of Allah ta'ala. The shahwat. He says the first reason is because if a person does not experience the shahwat in this dunya, how can they understand Jannah and the hoors that Allah has created in Jannah and the pleasures of Jannah? You have nothing to do qiyas upon. You will have nothing to base it upon. At least in the dunya we experience what this pleasure is, what this desire is, what this shahwat is. So a person knows in Jannah when Allah Ta'ala promises us hoors more beautiful than the eyes have ever seen, we can understand and we actually feel motivated to worship Allah Ta'ala. If we never had this shahwat, this desire in this dunya, and then Allah Ta'ala told us about hoors, and Allah Ta'ala told us about wives, we will say, what is this wives? Why do we need wives? But because we understand the need of them in the dunya, we understand, you know, it motivates us to do worship of Allah Ta'ala because we want to get there. And secondly, he mentions the importance is so that the children and progeny continue. Nowadays we have this big fitna where people don't want to get married anymore. And I have, you know, our respected elders in the masjid many times saying to me, a certain boy doesn't want to get married. Boy, I'm calling them boy, 38 years old, 40 years old. The certain young ladies do not want to get married, 26 years old, 27 years old, or 30 years old, beyond that. They don't want to get married anymore. Why? Because they're seeing the issues that are happening in other people's marital lives and they're saying, I don't want to, you know, I'd rather be alone. They think that being alone is safety. But being alone is loneliness. This is what it means to be alone. And as a person starts, they gradually start to age and they start to get older, then the loneliness starts to kick in. And then a person feels alone. And that loneliness can lead to even more problems than the small marital issues that a person has. Marriage requires hikmah, wisdom. Marriage requires love. Marriage requires sabr, patience. Everybody knows this. But being alone has, you need even more qualities to actually be safe when you're alone. You can fall into so many forms of fitna when a person is alone. Shaitan loves it when a person is alone because they know. That's why many of our youngsters who come to us with problems, and they say, I'm falling into this guna and that guna. It's not gunas that they're hanging around with other people and they're falling into sin. They're doing those sins alone when they're in their bedroom with their door closed, nobody else is there. This is the sins that they're falling into. Khalid Sahib, I can't, please tell me what I can do about this. I keep falling into it. So we have to advise them, we have to tell them to keep going, and we have to give them that, you know, the nasihat. But when you're alone, it's more dangerous. And when you're married, there's going to be issues, as there are issues with a person's siblings. Brothers and sisters have issues. Sometimes a person has issues with their parents. Parents understand something differently, we understand something differently. So naturally, like they say, when two pots are together, there's going to be takraw, they're going to hit against each other, and there'll be some conflict, but we have to learn how to resolve them. But the point I was trying to say is controlling the gaze, my dear respected brothers and elders. Remember, it's very important, this taqwa, I started from taqwa. We need to develop in ourselves the quality of taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And taqwa comes from khashya. Taqwa means to stay away from sin. And taqwa comes from khashya. Khashya means fear. Fear and khawf, fear of Allah ta'ala. And that will develop through dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, then a person starts to understand who is Allah. Who is Allah? And dhikr of Allah is not just done with the tongue. Subhanallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. We have some people who sit with a tasbih in front of the television. So on television, mashallah, they're watching all kinds of haram, wrong things on television, and the tasbih is there, subhanallah, subhanallah. What subhanallah is this? How is this subhanallah going to get accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when your eyes are receiving guna, your eyes are inputting sin, your ears are inputting sin. Everything, your brain and your minds are thinking about sin, and then you're doing this subhanallah, subhanallah, thinking that this is going to give you some faida, some benefit. For ibadat, for worship of Allah Ta'ala, there's a word which is known as tafarru. A person needs to sit alone. A person needs to sit by themselves, remove themselves from all the distractions of the dunya and say, this is the time which is between me and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We can't be doing sin and can't be giving other people time and at the same time do Allah's ibadat. This is not ibadat. This is what the idol worshippers of Jahiliyyah used to do. When they used to sacrifice their animals, and they would sacrifice their animals, they would do zabah of their animals for the idols. And then they would say, this is for the idols, and from there they take out a small share, and they say, this is for Allah Ta'ala. So the main animal would be for idols, for others. And then they take out a small portion and say, this is for, this portion is for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. To do ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, we need tafarruq, we need to be alone, we need to be in solitude. Even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes on a daily basis, where a person can sit down and a person can think about who is Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before receiving nabuwat, before becoming a prophet, what phase did he go through? He used to leave the people. He used to go into the cave of Hira, and he used to go into isolation, in khalwat. Nobody could see him, nobody could talk to him. Far away from people. If anyone's been for Hajj or Umrah and you've gone into the cave of Hira, you know how high it is. From there you can see the Kaaba like a small building far away down below. That's where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go. Nowadays there are steps and it's more easier to actually go to the top. Rasulullah would go in those days sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody could reach him there. He would take his food there because he had planned to stay there for days. And the entire time he would actually remember Allah Ta'ala without any distraction. And by remembering Allah Ta'ala, a person's heart starts to become clean. And when a person's heart starts to become clean, then Allah Ta'ala's love starts to enter the heart of a person. But when you're remembering Allah surrounded by distractions and, you know, other things, then it's very hard for a person to move forward in the path to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that's why after a long period of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spending time alone in the cave, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with the angel Jibreel Alayhi Salam, who he was able to see and who he was able to experience. Now an angel is a creature made of nur, made of light. So for a person to be able to experience the angel, you also have to have some qualities inside of you. Your ruh, your soul has to be ready to receive this. So Allah Ta'ala made Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ready to receive this, and then he received the angel Jibreel Alayhi Salam. So my dear brothers, we need to start engaging in dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we need to start doing this excessively. Remember Allah Ta'ala, take out a time to remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Speak to pious people, speak to scholars, speak to our teachers, our friends who are connected with the pious people. What can I do? How can I worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in a way that I feel that I am benefiting? I am enjoying. My love for Allah Ta'ala is increasing. My love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is increasing. So when this quality starts to develop in a person, then Allah Ta'ala's khawf, Allah Ta'ala's fear will also slowly start to develop. And when Allah Ta'ala's fear starts to develop, then the quality of taqwa will develop. No one can just come along and say, I got taqwa. One day living a life of sin, and the second day all of a sudden they have taqwa. It doesn't work like this. It has to develop. It has to develop. And that's why Allah Ta'ala mentions about Ramadan, that this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has revealed the fasting. Fasting is very difficult. But the whole purpose of fasting is so that you develop taqwa. So you're going to put yourself through this difficulty and this hardship, and then slowly these qualities of taqwa will develop inside of us. So the point of what I was saying is that we need to, mashallah, it's very hot, we're going outside, we need to learn how to protect our gazes. Nowadays, even if you say to a person, protect your gaze outside, we have people, when they go outside, they're looking down, we're looking down. I don't want, if my eye falls on something which is haram, I say astaghfirullah. Many of our brothers are taxi drivers. Someone gets into our car, my eye falls on them and I feel something in my heart, I say astaghfirullah, na'udhu billah, and I feel really regretful. But then I come home and then what do? Put the TV on. And whatever I watch on TV, there's no guilt, there's no afsos there. There's afsos when I walk on the street, when I look at this person and that person, but when I sit at home and my television is on 24 hours and all kinds of things are being played on television, sometimes what you see outside is better than what you're seeing on the television. Outside you're seeing a person fully clothed. On television you're seeing people with half their clothes off. You're seeing people kissing. You're seeing people doing even worse than kissing. And you're watching and thinking it's okay because it's just a movie. It's okay because it's just a movie. It's not happening in front of me. It's the same effect upon your heart. It's the same effect upon your mind. Your ears, your eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi mentions in the hadith that every single thing has a zina. The eyes have a zina. وَزِنَاهُمَ النَّظْرُ. The zina of the eyes is to see something which is haram. The ears have zina, and the zina of the ears is to hear something which is haram. The zina of the hands is to touch which is something haram. The zina of the lips is to kiss something which is haram. So this is very important. We have to be very careful that when I have this desire in my heart, this desire is different. Some people say if I see something pretty, it doesn't mean I have any kind of evil desire to them. It's like me seeing a pretty flower or if I have something pretty outside. But there's a difference. When you see a pretty flower, or you see a pretty garden or a very pretty, mashallah, lake or a river or ocean, you don't want to give it a hug and a kiss. If you see a pretty flower, you don't want to give it a hug and a kiss. But when you see that, there's a different desire. So we have to be wise about this. And we have to limit this. Every single day we have to hear about incidents, youngsters falling into such bad habits, filthy habits. And then even after marriage, these habits are continuing. Even after marriage, na'udhu billah, I don't want to say it's a day of Jum'ah and I'm sitting on the minbar. But people are coming, married couples, saying, oh, the husband wants to do this and the wife wants to do this. Weird, weird things. Why are they saying these things? That I want you to do this and I want you to do this. Filthy, disgusting things. And they're not happy, they're not satisfied until these things are happening. Sometimes we're teaching in class and we're doing dars that we mentioned. Look, you know, for a husband and wife, they should not put their mouths to each other's private parts. It's filthy, it's disgusting. We mentioned these things. But then people, students are shocked, saying for many years, this is what my husband has been demanding, this is what my wife has been demanding. Na'udhu billah, this is filthy, very disgusting. But it all develops through what we see outside. So we need to control our gazes. My dear brothers, we need to control our gazes. We need to reduce all of this input from our phones. Every single youngster you see, the parents are saying, you can have a phone, you can have a phone. We're distributing phones like hotcakes. Every single child has a phone. And as soon as the child gets the phone, what do? Download Instagram, downloaded. Download Snapchat, downloaded. Download, what else is there? TikTok, downloaded. What else is there, Rayan? Facebook, downloaded. YouTube. All of these different social, that's the first thing the child does. And then what does the child do? He goes on Instagram, watches all kinds of wrong things. 2-3 hours till pet bar gaya. And then what do? They go onto Snapchat. And they do that for 2-3 hours until they feel satisfied. And then they go onto TikTok. And then for many hours, they're just spending their time doing that. And I'm talking about children, what are the adults doing? What is every man and woman doing? You come home, the phone. What do they do on the phone? This and this and this and this and this. Ask our brothers and sisters how much of your time is spent in a productive manner on this mobile phone. But we're all on the mobile phones and we're all there doing this, doing this, doing this, doing this. And it's just so many haram, wrong things that we are being exposed to. Every single thing has music. Every single woman who you are seeing is covering their face in makeup and their hair like this because they want to present themselves in a beautiful manner. Of course this is going to have an effect on us. And of course that effect is going to damage our spirituality, damage our relationships. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has given us, even married people, we start to be ungrateful for. The wife I have at home, I'm not grateful for that wife. I start imagining or thinking that I wish I had someone who was better. I wish I had someone who was like this and who is like that and who is like this. So it starts from protecting the gaze. And it starts from controlling our devices, controlling these televisions that every single house has now. We need to do this. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that سَبَعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. That on the day of Qiyamah, 7 categories of people will be the most fortunate people, most luckiest people. It will be such a hot day. The sun will be directly above the people's heads. People will be drowning in their own sweat. And in that moment of time, there will be 7 groups of people who will be at ease, who will have nothing to worry about, who will be shaded under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of those people, one of those categories of people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, is that وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. A person who is invited by a woman, and this is very important, a person, a man, who is invited by a woman, a woman tells him, and what kind of woman is this? Not any woman. Thatu mansabin, a woman who has high honor, prestige, who has a high status in society. A very good woman. Wa jamal, and she's very beautiful. And she says to him, I want you to come and be with me. I want you to come and be with me. Look how difficult that situation is. Look, there are 2 types of women. You have the good women, and then many times you have these other women who are disgusting women, who we have a term for in English I don't want to mention, and people utilize them, people go to them for to fulfill their desires. a good person will say, this is disgusting. You'll stay away from that. But then you have another woman who is of a good woman in society, who is very, very beautiful. And now this woman has come to the position where she is giving da'wah to a person that I want you to come and be with me. It's a very delicate situation. And what does the person say in that situation? Inni akhafullah. I fear Allah. Meaning, my desires are there. A person's desires are there. The desires are not going to go away. You can't put your shahwat to sleep. Your shahwat is there, but you say, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in Surah Yusuf, when Allah ta'ala mentions the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaykha, Allah ta'ala mentions that, لَوْلَا أَرْرَأَ بُرْحَانَ رَبِّهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَأَ بُرْحَانَ رَبِّهِ وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَأَ بُرْحَانَ رَبِّهِ. SubhanAllah, this verse is so powerful. That Zulaykha, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ, she wanted to be with Yusuf alayhi salam. She was ready to do anything. Okay, I want to be with this Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَهَمَّ بِهَا, Yusuf alayhi salam also had the desire, لَوْلَا أَرْرَأَ بُرْحَانَ رَبِّهِ, if he did not have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have fallen into fitna. So shahwat doesn't go away. Desire Allah Ta'ala has created inside everyone. This is there. But we have to learn how to develop the fear of Allah and then taqwa. To stay away when a person wants to do nazar on something, when a person wants to look at something which is very beautiful, and then to turn your face away from it is very, very hard many times. There's a great scholar, I'm going to finish on this. I've said 1 minute, inshallah. There's a great scholar in Pakistan, Mawlana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, a great scholar. And one of his main issues was, one of the main things he used to discuss was this. That one of the biggest fitnas we have in this time is people, even pious people, coming to the masjid, reading 5 times salah, trying their best to worship Allah Ta'ala, obey Allah Ta'ala, follow the sunnah. Still they are falling into this fitna of casting evil glances, looking at haram things that they're not supposed to be looking at. So he would say so much ashar and poetry, and he would say, it's better every time you feel the desire to look, think to yourself, I would rather die than look there, because by looking there, my Allah will be angry with me. My Allah Ta'ala will be upset with me. My Allah Ta'ala will be naraz with me. And then he would quote the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, An-nazratu sahmun min sihami iblisa masmuma. The evil gaze is a arrow, poisonous arrow, from the arrows of shaitan, iblis, the accursed. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Whoever leaves this evil gaze, whoever leaves this bad nazar, only for my fear, only because of fear of me, I will replace it with such an iman, they will feel the mitas, the sweetness of that iman in their heart. So this is very important. When a person starts to do this, they realize that, you know what, it's much better for me to save myself from this. Obviously we can talk more, and there's youngsters here, so there's things we can't explain in detail as well. I do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives myself and all of us the tawfiq to understand and practice upon these words. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah, wa bihamdihi.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum. Brothers, alhamdulillah. I just want to make a very special announcement here and a big elan as well. Alhamdulillah, you know, we know the cleanliness, Saf Sutra, is part of our iman. Bahut zaruri bhi hai. You know, sab aadmi apne apne makam makanat ko Saf Sutra rakhne ka pasand karta hai. You know, we all love to keep our houses clean. We love to keep the masjid clean. At the same time, what we need to do is we need to keep our area clean as well. Subhanallah, you know, I was talking to the council this morning. They are very concerned about the amount of rubbish in our area. You only have to go to a certain street in Ashton, not naming any street, but you know, you look at Laird Street and Oxbridge Street and certain street. It's not rubbish outside. Why? I don't know if you know ki aap log ko malum nahi hai, Staley Bridge mein udhar tip yard hai, you know, free of charge, and most days they are open until 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is quite late. So jo banda, you know, like if you working until 5 o'clock, yeah, come home and you still have time to get all your rubbish in your car and take it to the tip yard free of charge. Yeah. No long ago somebody dump some gutters, gutters outside my garden, big gutters. Where's this come from? Kya karo? I cut the gutters in pieces, put it in my car, take it to the tip yard. So we all need to please, yeah. Let's keep the area clean and tidy. Iske andar khubsurati bhi hai. हमारा बदनामी भी नहीं होगा ना इंशाल्लाह. ये लोग क्या समझेगा जी, इधर मुसलमान रहता है एंड दिस इज द एरिया फॉर मुस्लिम. वी ऑल हैव टू बी केयरफुल. इफ यू हैव एनी रूबिश, कीप इट इन योर हाउस और कीप इट इन योर गार्डन. जब वक्त हो टेक इट टू स्टेलिब्री स्किप यार्ड. डोंट जस्ट टेक इट एंड डंप एनीवेयर. सो प्लीज सब साथी कोशिश करें. जजाकल्ला.
Inshallah, on Thursday, so this coming Thursday, inshallah, this next Thursday, I think it's the 18th, we have a very important speech in our masjid. We'll have a guest speaker coming from Bradford, Sheikh Mufti Saiful Islam Sahib, who's quite famous. He goes around the country delivering talks, and he's written many books as well, beneficial books on different Islamic, different subjects. So he'll be coming to the masjid after Asr Salah. So this coming Thursday after Asr Salah, inshallah, we'll put a poster up and we'll make more announcements. But just so the brothers bear in mind that on Thursday after Asr Salah, Thursday the 18th of August after Asr Salah, Mufti Saiful Islam Sahib will be coming to our masjid delivering a very important talk on the importance of valuing one's time. After Asr Salah, brothers can attend, sisters can attend, and inshallah we'll try and provide some food as well on that day. So please everyone bear this in mind, and please everyone try and attend on that day. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله المتكفل بحفظ عبده في جميع موارده ومجاريه فهو الذي يطعمه ويسقيه ويحفظه من الهلاك ويحميه ويحرسه بالطعام والشراب عما يهلكه ويرديه ويمكنه من القناعة بقليل القوة فيكسر به شهوة النفس التي تعادي ويدفع شرها ثم يعبد ربه ويتقيه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله النبيه ونبيه الوجيه صلى الله عليه وعلى الأبرار من عترته وأقربيه والأخيار من صحابته وتابعيه أما بعد فإن أخوف الشهوات شهوة البطن والفرج فالله الله أن تغلو فيهما فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين وقال تعالى إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وقال تعالى وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وقال تعالى ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أتأتون الذكران من العالمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تركت بعدي فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لعلي يا علي لا تتبع النظرة فإن لك الأولى وليس لك الآخرة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأيها الإخوة الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله ألا خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن خير الأمور عوازمها وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the rows. صف الدروس كل لجيجا Please fill in the gaps. If there's any gaps in front of us, we should move forward and fill that gap up, inshallah. Please ensure that brothers have their mobile phones switched off or put on silent. Mobile phone band kar lijiyega. Namaz ke dauran na baje. Please straighten the rows, ensure that brothers are standing shoulder to shoulder, all the gaps are filled. There should be no gaps between anyone, inshallah. Peeche se bata de, inshallah, jab.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illa Allah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق فإنه لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين